Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Jeff Buchanan Before the Show Show.
The only morning show I wake up with.
On 98.5 KLUC.
I feel like I haven't seen you guys in a month.
I know, right?
It feels like a long time. Did you have a good weekend?
It was a fabulous weekend for me. My parents surprised me on Friday at the end of this show, and then we spent the entire weekend together, and they left Sunday night.
True story. So at what point did you know that Kayla's parents were coming?
When they showed up.
Oh, no kidding. Because, yeah, and her mom, your mom has changed her hairstyle. I mean, not recently.
She just hasn't tied it.
Okay. But
she's embracing the gray now. She's in her late 60s.
Oh, that's good.
So, changed her hairstyle. No, but I didn't. She looks different from when I first met her. And so, and I don't get to see her very often.
Yeah.
So she pokes her head in. So funny. She's just so mom. Such a mom.
Yeah.
She poked her head in. We were in the middle of a break and I'm like, who in the, I mean, that's how you people get shot.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah.
You know, like, you're going to pop your head into a person's studio and the light's on.
Right?
Come on.
You don't know what's going on in here. So it took me half a second to know who it was. And then, in all honesty, we were kind of running. Like, I had us where we were going to land the plane right on time.
Yeah.
I know it doesn't seem like it, but this show's on a tightly regimented schedule that we're supposed to keep.
We do it before the show too, so we don't have a schedule, basically. We just do whatever we want. So
I'm sorry, what now?
The before the show. That's the reason I like it so much. I feel like it's so loose.
No, that's pretty scheduled.
Okay.
But that's the, anyway, it was, so I had us where we were going to land the plane pretty much on time, and then it was like, oh my God, though, it's Kayla's parents. How do you not do something with that? So, but it was, so you guys went and just did all the stuff. And
we did so much stuff. We did obviously a little bit of the strip, and then we went down to Boulder City because we all love going down to Boulder City. That becomes a lot of fun. And then I took mom and dad to Water Street for the first time. They'd never been to Water Street, I guess. I'd never taken them there. So we went to a couple of different bars on Water Street. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I bet Pete loved that.
Oh, yeah. There's just like, there's this one single bar that was showing the UFC fights on Saturday night. So they had started early and we were like, yes, we got in on these raffles. It was anytime my dad wins anything, it doesn't matter if it's a t-shirt, he's very excited about it.
Yeah, he's competitive.
Yeah.
He's super competitive. No, that's fun.
Yeah.
We ended up watching UFC prelims at a Buffalo Wild Wings. I had to go to Seattle this weekend. I'll put it out there because I don't want to bum everybody out. But, We lost my oldest goddaughter late last week. And so I had to scramble up to, you know, be with the family.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And all that kind of stuff. And what sucks about this is I'm good at it now. I'm good at losing people. You know what I mean? Like, I've lost all my parents. We've lost my father-in-law. We lost. So I don't know that I'm good at it, but at least I know what it looks like.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So my job was to go up there. Honestly, and I realized right away, my job is to go up there and steer the ship. You know what I mean? Just make sure everybody ate.
Yeah.
Make sure. Once family started hanging out too long, true story. Like, mm-hmm. I told my best buddy, I said, okay, if you want me to regulate this, I will. And he was like, no, you know, let it go. But everyone, you had to just kind of, okay. And everybody played nice. Everybody played good. But sometimes you get people that, you know. Too much.
Yeah.
So anyway, I had to run up and do that. I ducked out and went and saw some other friends, and we were watching UFC prelims at a Buffalo Wild Wings. It's good. You want to talk about competitive? If you've got a table in that Buffalo Wild Wings and you look like you're done eating, people start looking at you like, don't camp on that table.
No,
well,
right.
What were you going to do? You were going to camp on that table to watch the fights too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's prime real estate.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's crazy. That's crazy. But all in all, good stuff. You low-key?
Yeah. Oh, super low-key.
Watch that Aaron Hernandez show.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to see it so bad.
Have you seen the other documentaries?
No, I haven't watched anything on him.
I'll just put this to you. I've watched, you know me, I'm a documentary guy. So I've watched like all of that stuff. There is a certain aspect of Aaron Hernandez's personality that they spent entirely too much time on, in my opinion.
Oh.
On the Netflix special.
Okay.
Like, he didn't go kill three people, because of this. You know what I mean? Because he was conflicted.
Kind of creating excuses.
Because he was conflicted. No, they just put a bunch on that, and it was like, all right, enough already.
No, good.
For my money, and I'm not going to tell you what it is because I don't want to spoil it. You know what I'm talking about, though, right?
No.
What started in high school with his quarterback?
Oh, I thought that was a cheap shot.
Yeah, it was just too
much. Total cheap shot.
Too much.
Yeah.
The Chet Buchanan Before the Show show.
The only morning show I wake up with.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Oh, I wondered how long it would take before this started happening. Did you say Carol is on the phone?
Carol is on the phone.
Good morning, Carol.
Good morning.
Hi, are you just so happy today? Still?
Oh, yeah.
Still, Carol's 49er fan. She's very excited. For those of you who are not familiar with the show, I am a lifelong Seahawk fan. And for those of you who also may not understand, our two teams don't like each other so much.
Yeah.
Oh. That's for sure.
Go ahead. Let me have it. I was waiting for this.
Well, are you going to root for us or are you going to root for Kansas?
You know what? I got no dog in this fight. As I have said to many people, though, I took no joy when the 49ers were not good there for even last year. They weren't that great.
Yeah.
And then,
no, they weren't.
Yeah, and then this year, like, pow, here we are now back at the Super Bowl. I love that because that means that you guys, your guys and my guys would beat up on each other forever now, which is always a lot more fun. So, no, I think it's great that you made it back.
I do, too. I think it's really good because – last year, what'd they win? 4 games, I think.
Yeah, you sucked out loud. I didn't like it at all.
Yeah.
I didn't like it.
My daughter, hey, you don't know anybody that's more a 49er fan than my daughter is. Her license plate says 49er gal.
That's why they call them the faithful.
I love it.
That's why they call them the faithful.
We are very faithful.
Back in 2013 when the Seahawks went to the Super Bowl, were we as annoying as you guys are right now?
Probably.
Okay, good. I just wanted to make sure.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, Carol, before you go, give us your prediction. What's going to be the final score of the Super Bowl?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. Kansas can come back really good.
I don't know. I like how you call them Kansas. It's not Kansas. It's not Kansas City. It's not the Chiefs. Kansas. He calls them Kansas. What quarter are you going to break Patrick Mahomes' leg in? That's terrible. That's a terrible thing to say. I didn't mean it, but you know 49er fans are thinking it. They're like,
Carol's hoping for it.
They're like, who?
Carol.
Oh, Carol.
Yeah.
If I was like, that's what they're saying. It's a terrible thing. But they're like, if we could just break that dude's leg. We'll win. That's the way to win the Super Bowl. It's going to be a great game.
Yeah.
It really is. Who do you like in that game? Right out of the chute. First thought.
I don't know. Probably the 49ers.
Yeah?
Unlike you, I don't have anything in the game.
But no, I mean, who do you think's going to win?
The 49ers.
I think it's going to be an amazing game. I think Kansas City wins at the end.
Okay.
I really do. I have a weird feeling on that. What do you like? Who do you like?
Usually I go off of color, but they both wear red.
The same color.
So I'm going to go with the West Coast and go with 49ers.
I like that.
Yeah.
West Coast is the best coast. No, I got you on that. All right, good. Well, welcome back. UNLV back in school today. CSN back in school today. CCSD back in school today. It seems like they've had most of January. It feels like that. How y'all feeling? Good?
I'm feeling great. Yes. It was a good weekend.
What was the absolute best? Yeah, Kayla's birthday weekend.
Yeah.
Off the chain. What was the absolute best part of your birthday weekend?
Ooh, I went to Bacchanal Buffet, y'all. And that is the best thing I have ever been to. It was so good. I think I ate so many snow crab claws. I was in a food coma for like an entire day.
For the longest time, that was the best buffet in the world. I don't know if it still is, but I know it's still way up there.
It's definitely the best buffet I have ever been to.
Did you have some? Well, yeah.
For sure. Hands down.
Do you go to a lot of buffets?
My parents are in town. We always go to a buffet. We always have to go to one, and we try to, like, spread it out and go to different ones, and we just haven't made it to Bacchanal. And then I was like, you know what? It's my birthday week. What?
You finish what you were saying.
Oh, it was my birthday weekend, so we were like, we're going to go do it. Let's do it up.
Hey.
It was really great. We seven started, so we, like, got ahead of it, and we were passing
by. You're saying a bunch of stuff to nobody knows what you're talking about. First of all, Bacchanal Buffet, is it Caesars?
Okay. Yes.
And then you seven started. You did what?
We walked through the seven-star line, which was, like, the kind of executive line. I guess, like, you have to be a high roller to go through this.
Seven stars are high rollers.
Yeah, yeah. So we went through
You're talking really fast right now because you're so excited.
I was so excited about it.
Take a big, deep breath. Okay.
Okay. No, we went through that line, and so and I felt like a VIP, even though I wasn't at all.
So you got a friend there?
We do have a friend there that set us up with a reservation, so we didn't have to wait in the line, which was nice.
And by the way, that's worth more than anything. Did you still pay?
Yes.
It's still like $75?
Somewhere around there. So, yeah.
That's the best part. And then the looks that you get from people, oh, man. Because people wait like 2.5 hours.
Wow. So when we went in, the line was that had probably 30 people in it. When we came out, it was wrapped all the way around. But the people in line, even in the back of the line, were like so jazzed about it. They were just, you could tell they were so excited.
But they're also not jazzed about you walking ahead of them. That's what I'm saying. They're not happy about that. There were only 30 people in line?
There was probably 30 when we first got there because we got there pretty early.
That's different.
Okay.
That's different. What was the best part of your weekend? Okay, enough about the buffet. Kayla's like, and then
Kayla's gonna have to take me.
And then
there's a crepe station.
Best part of your weekend.
I booked my flight to London.
What?
Yeah.
What?
I committed. And I did a direct. I did a direct because I can't. I can't do the stop, so I don't know what I'm going to do about that 10-hour flight. I don't know. But yeah, I booked it.
So you're just going to complain no matter what? I can't do the stop at all. A 10-hour flight.
Well, I did play a little more for these legs, which is fine. So, yeah, I'm committed.
No, what'd you do? Did you do business class?
I did business, yeah. I went a little extreme.
Good for you.
Which I'm panicking about, but it's all good.
Just because of the money?
Because of the money, but I know I have it. I know I didn't have to go into my savings, but it's for my legs, and it's 10 hours, so I know I'm doing the right thing.
Because she's 6 foot three.
Yeah. So you got to have that extra room.
And yeah.
What was the episode?
You'll be fine. You'll be fine. When do you go?
April, second week of April. So it'll be a little bit after my birthday.
Is that around spring break?
No, it's right after spring break. Yeah.
Well,
I didn't want to ditch my kid and leave him here to figure out what he wants to do for spring break.
Are you going alone?
No, I'm going with a friend. Yeah.
A man friend?
No, no.
A man friend.
You never know. Could have been a man friend.
It could have.
But it's not.
I might meet a man friend out there.
I guarantee you'll meet a man friend while you're in England. Two girls left to their own devices.
Yeah.
In a foreign land? Oh, my God.
With the first pick. It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Always super simple. It's 702-364-9898. What was the absolute best part of your weekend? I got Jordan 1s. I finally got Jordan 1s.
They're so good looking.
And I wanted to buy, and I didn't want to buy them. I'm a little nervous about entering into the secondary market sneaker game. I don't know why, because a lot of people do it, but I've been kind of nervous to dip my toe in. I had to go, so while I had time, I was in Seattle over the weekend, and while I had some time, I tried to run an errand downtown in Seattle, which is kind of, it's a hike. You got to really want to go there. And so I'm kind of chasing my tail, trying to find this business that was supposed to be open, and then they moved, and then they closed for an hour for lunch, blah, 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 blah. Meanwhile, I'm sitting at a stoplight, and I get an update from Nike. Nike's re-releasing Jordan 1s. Oh, my God. Okay, I can do it. And I wanted the red and black, the original Chicago Bulls, you know that. And so I click on the thing because I'm going to order them right there at the stoplight. God bless America and God bless technology. and I'm going to do it. And then it says, well, we have a pair right now at the Nike store that's a mile from where you're at.
Oh,
and do you want to? And would you like us to hold them? Yes. So I ran down there. I feel like I won the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
dude, that's cool.
Yeah, I'm very, very excited. They will debut at the Rebel game on Sunday.
Okay.
Thank you very much. What was the absolute best part of your weekend? 702-364-9898. Paw Patrol tickets for when that happens. Four of them, by the way. When that happens at Orleans Arena in April. Trolls Live, their first ever live tour at Orleans Arena in August. I'm guessing these are winning before you can buy them tickets. And if you don't have kids, we're still thinking about you. Thank you to Centennial Toyota for Chet Buchanan Show shirts, and we will lavish those upon you if that's what you would like. 702-364-9890. Let's go.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
The best part of your weekend at 702-364-9890. My wife and I just sat on the couch yesterday. Because I was gone all weekend, and then we just sat on the couch all day yesterday, watched Netflix.
That sounds so nice.
You watch Hip Hop Evolution? That's right down here, right down Broadway for you, Lil Jess.
No, I thought it was going to be cheesy. Was it good?
It's amazing. I thought I would hate it too. This guy, the host of it, is perfect because he's just great. He's just a fan, and it's not cheesy. It's not cheesy at all.
Okay.
In fact,
all right.
It was shocking, and there's because I was around when Rump Shaker was a big thing.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And in fact, played it as a current. You know what I'm saying? played it every time it got played. That was me. And I did not know that Pharrell wrote that song for Teddy Riley.
Ah,
like stuff. So it's stuff like that you'll find out. I'm sorry. I should be playing a clip right now to illustrate what I'm talking about. I don't have that right now, and we don't have time to go get it. What was the absolute best part of your weekend? 702-364-9898. I'm interested in this. Lori, what was the best part of your weekend?
My son, remember, he got the Great American Award. They do that in fifth grade, and they have to memorize the Gettysburg Address, all 45 presidents in order, all the states and capitals spelled correctly, and they have to know the location. The preamble, see the Pledge of Allegiance and the National Anthem.
Yeah, wow. Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like a huge award, and he finished it on Friday. So I took him to Black Tap and got him one of those huge milkshake fancy things they have.
That's awesome. And he just loved it, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
No, that is so great. That's really, really good. Holly and Henderson, what was the absolute best part of your weekend?
Not having to work for a day.
Amen.
I got to sit and just chill and relax. Finally saw Maleficent, Mistress of Evil. Haven't been able to see it because I've been working so much.
Oh, good for you. Good for you.
I mean, the hustle is nice, but then when you get that break, it just makes it so worth it.
You just need a second. Usually, Christina, these things are just such a giant pain in the neck because on a three-day weekend like we just had, everybody had a tournament. Everybody went to California. Everybody went to Arizona. Everybody went to Utah. Mm-hmm. You know, anything within 500 miles, you got to drive to go to do stupid tournament for your kid. Christina, where did you guys have to go?
We went to Arizona. My daughter is in the running state champ in Taekwondo, and she came home with a first and a third place medal. She is up in the running, and she has another one this weekend and another one the following weekend. She is in the top, so we got to keep it going.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's amazing. That's fantastic. And I think out of all of this, out of all these triumphs, you know, like Lori's kid getting the Great American Award and Christina's kid going to Arizona and winning the Taekwondo tournament, maybe the greatest victory was Becky's daughter. Happy birthday to your daughter. What's her name?
Her name's Elizabeth.
And it was Elizabeth's seventh birthday.
Yes.
And you were throwing a party.
Yeah, we were throwing a party. And usually we've done just a small party at home. But she's had trouble making friends. She gets really nervous. So we decided to do a party at a location and pay to have it booked and do all of that and invite friends so she could kind of gain a little more confidence. And she was really worried no one would come. But we had a really good turnout, and she had a blast.
That's awesome. That may be the greatest victory of all, don't you think?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Oh, my goodness. Breaking. Are they doing it news? The world just went upside down about this SAG Awards on Sunday. And by the world, I mean Kayla.
Oh, my God.
About this whole... Is there anybody in the world that really thinks this is the beginning of Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt getting back together? Really, honestly. believes that that's what this is.
Bennifer is going to get back together. I am so beyond excited about it.
You know,
and by the way, I'm not the only person.
No, of course not.
No. So, like, you have Rumor Willis out there that's like, this is going to be the greatest thing ever. Jamie Lynn Spears was like, this is things we're going to tell our grandkids about. Well, this is what we'll tell them about.
The one that I thought really had some weight to it was Courtney Cox.
Yeah.
Because Courtney Cox and Jennifer Aniston are still buddies. And so if she's liking all of those pictures on Instagram, there may be a little smoke here that could turn in. The smoke may be a little thicker that could turn into fire.
I will tell you, like, I find out more and more about this every time I go on social media. I guess they were backstage and Jennifer Aniston was walking around and Brad saw her from afar and was like, "Hey, Aniston." And she turned around, and then they had the greatest reunion ever. And obviously, everyone's seen the photos.
At one point, Jennifer's giving an acceptance speech because she won a SAG award.
Yeah.
And apparently, Brad was crying backstage, had tears in his eyes while he was watching her. Somebody from ET Canada saw this and then said something to Jennifer later.
Backstage here, you had Brad Pitt watching that monitor crying.
No.
I'm serious. Yes. What does it feel like?
Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
No. What are you doing?
Like to have, you know, his love and support, all your friends' love and support.
Oh, God, it means everything. We all grew up together.
Yeah, I don't. But it's so weird, though, that if, again, this Courtney Cox thing is, she's the linchpin in this for me. Because if you know, for example, if we're not tight enough. You haven't talked to us in those terms. I'm assuming that Courtney Cox knows more about Jennifer Aniston than most. So if Jennifer Aniston goes up to her ex and there's pictures of this, and then Courtney Cox is liking all the pictures on social, doesn't that lead you to believe that there's something to it?
Obviously, you know that's how I feel about it. I'm like, there's got to be something to it as far as Courtney Cox knows something that we don't, or she's secretly hoping for it, which, by the way, would be awesome.
Right.
I think she's just being a supportive friend.
You go like all those pictures?
Yeah. She's liked all the other pictures prior.
Do we know this?
I do.
But I feel the same way about, like, if Courtney Cox, and I know this will never happen because he's, like, married and has a bunch of kids with somebody else now, but if Courtney Cox got back together with David Arquette, they were together in Friends days, so, like, that relationship makes me excited as well.
David Arquette, in fact, for a lot of people, when you say married and a bunch of kids, people think David Arquette and Courtney Cox are still together.
Mm. Yeah. But they're not.
Because at the core of it, we really don't care, but we care just enough.
Yeah.
But it's been 15 years, and the idea that they're finally, and I know they run in the same circle. They have a huge group of friends that they're all, like, together with all the time, and we hear about them going to parties all the time. But the idea that they're even friends, and they're friends to that point, like, it makes me so excited for the future to see what could happen.
Related news, Tim Tebow got married over the weekend. He's doing it, finally. He's no longer a virgin. Good for you. That should be the good feeling story of the day, but it's not.
Real funny. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Okay, we're going to play a game. Royal family, fact or full of it, because it doesn't look like this Megxit thing's going away anytime soon. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's a big story about, after 10 days apart, now Harry and Meghan are back together in Canada. Oh, it's great. They'll be fine, by the way.
Yeah.
Honestly, they'll be fine. Because they no longer they're no longer royals, but they still keep their titles. And they're just not getting money.
So you don't address them as your highness and all that stuff to them. You can still address them as the Duke and Duchess of Sussex.
Yo, Harry! I think that's how it's going to be now. I think they'd rather have it be that way. Okay, fact or full of it. Start with little Jess. The Queen of England has no input power in government. Fact or full of it?
Oh, gosh.
No input in the government, Queen of England. Fact or full of it?
Full of it.
Full of it is correct.
All right.
So Parliament's full.
But in times of, quote, grave constitutional crisis, the Queen may make decisions for the UK without input from Parliament. How about that? All right, one for little Jester. You keep a score, or am I?
I am.
I know, because you love to keep score.
I do like a good scoreboard.
Kayla's the scorekeeper.
Yeah.
Okay, Kayla, you ready?
Yep.
The Queen of England owns more of planet Earth than any other human being living on it. Fact or full of it?
I will say fact.
Fact?
Correct.
All right.
The Queen of England owns roughly 1/6 of the Earth's land, 6.6 billion acres. Second place is a Saudi prince who only has 500 million acres, comparative.
Wow.
I knew they had a huge chunk of land in the south of Africa somewhere, too. I knew that. I just didn't.
Whatever. They got 1/6 of the Earth's land. So it's 1-1, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Question 2 for Lil Jess. The Queen of England still employs a man whose job is to duel anybody who challenges her power. Fact or full of it?
Fact.
It's a fact.
Really?
I'm like, it's so silly. It has to be a fact.
Homeboy's got to work out every day. You know what? You know he is.
And
working out every day.
The chance that you have to duel someone.
Gotta duel a guy. All right, 2-1, Lil Jess. Kayla needs this to keep it tied. Kayla, once you are knighted, it is something that can never be taken away. Fact or full of it?
That's full of it. It's got to be full of it. There's no way. There has to be repercussions. Yeah.
Oh.
The Queen has the power to deknight you if you've committed a crime and are sentenced to at least 3 years in prison. 5 people have been denied in the past century.
Wow.
All right, Lil Jess, tied again at 2?
Two.
Tied at 2. Lil Jess, the Queen of England doesn't need a passport because she's the queen. Please. Fact
wow.
or full of it?
Ooh, I'm going to say full of it.
It's a fact.
Oh.
She does not need a passport.
That's
but
right.
All other members of the royal family need one. Kayla can take command. Kayla, male members of the British royal family are not allowed to be cut down, circumcised.
Got it.
You know what I'm saying? Male members of the royal, literally male members, of the British royal family are not allowed to be circumcised. Fact or full of it?
I'll say that's full of it.
To take command. Full of it is correct. Although there was a long-running unconfirmed rumor that neither Prince William nor Prince Harry, have been altered.
Got it.
I've been altered.
Lil Jess, you need this one to stay in the game.
All right.
The most famous clock tower in London.
Oh, gosh.
Is called Big Ben.
A fact?
Full of it.
Ah.
Big Ben is not the name of the clock or the clock tower. It's just the name of one of the bells hanging in the tower. I never knew that until now.
Oh,
that seems that question seems weak. The tower's name is Elizabeth Tower. And just one more just for fun. In India, French kissing is called English kissing. Kayla, fact or full of it?
I'll say
in
that's
India,
fact.
In India, French kissing is called English kissing. You say fact?
I say fact. Why not?
It's fact.
Oh, my gosh.
Most people in India learn about French kissing or English kissing because they watch movies from England.
That's really funny.
And they call it, and so they call it English kissing. Kayla wins. Play Kayla's theme song.
Yes, that's great.
By the way, just so you know, and we just did this over there. We just did this over the weekend. If Little Jess were to have won, it would have been this. Everybody chose their theme song. And if I play a contest and I win, then I get to use.
All I do is win, no matter what. Got money.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Hey, welcome back all the UNLV students. Welcome back all the CSN students. And I guess after a 3-day weekend, welcome back all the Clark County School District
Nevada
students.
Nevada State College, for sure. Yeah,
of course.
Stuff, yeah.
Can't ever forget about Nevada State College.
Love them.
Yeah, me too. Me too. My,
such a good campus.
The president of Nevada State College, Bart Patterson, is one of the cooler people you will ever meet in your life.
Dude, I don't want to like to go on a run about this, but I'm saying I went out there a couple weeks ago.
But here we go.
Because I want to shout him out because they're expanding their campus and they broke ground on it and everything and went up to the rooftop on the science building there and you could see it's so big and massive at their expansion. It looks so impressive. They're doing amazing things out there. So shout out.
By the way,
out.
if stuff goes down like on the strip, that's where we should all hide out. Back up there in the hills and everything. Yeah. Perfect. Just far enough away from everything. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, it's my thought.
I'm in.
Here's the thing.
Someone call up Nevada State College, too. They have a bunker.
Well, my wife and I talk about this on occasion, that if something was to go down, because it's good to have a plan.
Yeah.
But here's the only part that sucks about living here, is if you were going to try and get anywhere, you've got about a tank of gas to get there. Because there's not going to be a place to refuel.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? If so you're trying to get out, well, I'll get gas in Tonopah or whatever. You don't think everybody else is going to get gas in Tonopah?
Yeah. Amen.
By the time you get to Tonopah, ain't going to be no gas left.
Yeah.
And I don't think they let you store it out in the desert in a hole.
I don't think
they let you do that. No, we've talked about that. We're like, well, if something happened here, you pretty much got to stick it out. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
What? Is that a morbid thought? Because I don't...
My backup plan, yeah.
What is it?
Well, because we're in Centennial Hills, so we're not doing the whole L.A. route trying to get through the city.
Right.
Like, we're going straight up the 95. And you're right about the gas, but, I mean, you pack wilderness type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Just in case you got to walk. I mean, what if all the zombies took over the 95?
That's what I'm saying.
I go to Montana, man. And the only reason I say that is because
how are you going to get to Montana?
I don't know. I don't even know where Montana's at right now. But I'm just saying, you go to LA, like that's where the outbreak starts, is like LA or New York.
You might as well go to Northern Nevada. I mean, honestly, might as well go to Ely. Anybody would look at that. They'd look at Ely or Elko or one of those joints and just go there. Because yeah, whoever might be interested, they'd just look at that and go, eh. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
we could go just post up out in the desert.
Oh, God.
You don't need to go to Montana.
She said Montana. How are you getting there?
That's what I was saying.
The airport? The car?
My car? I don't know.
You don't have that kind of gas. That's the problem.
Exactly.
I'm going to get one of those, what are they called, like the big plastic barrels?
No, you're
fill
not.
It up with gas.
What did I just say a minute ago? You can't do that.
Is that allowed?
This is the whole reason why I want to take flying lessons.
So you can hijack someone's private plane?
Yes, because when you watch like 2012, movie.
The dude, John
Who do you
Cusack.
Have that's going to know how to drive the plane?
John Cusack was able to get the plane off the ground just as the ground crumbled beneath him.
Oh, wow.
Wasn't him. It was the stepdad. The stepdad
that's
had
right,
pilot
the stepdad.
Lessons.
The stepdad did it. You're right.
We have
as many times come in handy.
As many times as my wife has watched that movie, and I can't, and I screwed that detail up.
I'll tell you what, we have a friend who is a pilot. He actually is a radio host, and he's a pilot, and he does those flights on the weekends for like friends, family, and then also like Make-A-Wish.
Ooh, Fred?
Fred, yeah.
Yeah, he ain't taking us.
No,
Fred comes here all the time. He lives in Chicago, and he comes here all the time. He transports dogs.
Oh.
Yeah. If dogs need medical attention or if they need to go from one place to the other to be adopted.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he does that all the time. That's nice. Do you have a bug out bag?
Yes. Yeah.
Do you? What's in it?
Snacks, clean chonies.
Got a gun?
I'm not going to disclose that info.
That's a yes. That means that's a yes. I'm not going to say it. That's a yes. We have a bug out bag and he has a name. His name's Buggy.
That's cute.
Yeah, Buggy, he's ready to go at a moment's notice. Well, that took an interesting turn. Chet Buchanan Show, 98.5 KLUC.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
I was so excited to play that game a minute ago, I forgot the good feeling story. Good feeling story of the day is just absolutely adorable. More and more nursing homes, as you may know, are using music therapy with their dementia patients. It's remarkable how well some of them remember their favorite songs and lyrics and things. And there's a great documentary. You know I'm a documentary guy.
Yes,
there's
you are.
A great documentary about it called Alive Inside.
Aww.
And now a woman even has a hit single out of the deal. 83-year-old Margaret Mackey suffers from dementia. She lives in a nursing home in Scotland. Last month, one of her helpers sang a duet with her. I hate using the word helpers. I don't know why.
No.
That's how it's written here. I don't know.
Because it implies helpless, but they're not helpless. They're they just need a little help at times.
Oh, so. On the other end of that, I think it just demeans the job.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, somebody sang a duet with her at the annual Christmas party. It was so good that this guy decided to go ahead and book time in a recording studio with her. So they ended up doing the Frank Sinatra song My Way and posted it on iTunes. It went like viral. It went like iTunes viral. Less than 24 hours later, this thing hits number 7 on the iTunes UK pop songs chart. If you want to, you can buy it on iTunes for $1. Just search for My Way by Margaret Mackey, and all the proceeds are being split between two charities, the Alzheimer's Society and Dementia UK. Which is really great. And also online, there are pictures of the two of them in the studio, and she just looks thrilled.
And by the way, that was beautiful.
And it just makes me want to go find an old person and hug them. So it's your good feeling story of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
I listen on the app.
And I listen on my smart speaker.
Catch anything you missed. Or if you just want to hear it again at KLUC.com or on the radio.com app. Just search Chet Buchanan.
Yeah, this is honestly, it's pretty straightforward. I've been dating this guy for 4 months, says the email. He's everything you'd want in a man, except he's an awkward kisser and he's terrible in bed.
Aww.
My girlfriend's told me that you can train any man to be good. At first, I tried teaching my boyfriend in a subtle fashion. A month after that was failing, I became more direct. Another month has gone by. Minimal improvement. I hate to throw away what we have. I don't want a lifetime of this. Is it true you can train any man to be good?
Mm-hmm.
And if so, how long does it typically take?
Have you ever been trained?
I wouldn't know it.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think you would know.
Please, of course not. if you're being trained well, you don't even know you're being trained. You know what I mean?
True.
If you're being trained properly, you do not know that you have been trained.
Yeah.
Can you? Yes or no?
I know you can train a guy to kiss better. I don't know about the act because I've never had to train anyone.
Of course not.
But
I mean,
you know.
Okay, but how long? How long does it take?
It took a couple of weeks for us.
Okay, she's a month in. Two months. She's 2 months in now. 6 months into the relationship.
Minimal improvement.
6 months into the relationship, and it ain't great. It also depends on how important that is to you.
Yeah.
Well, clearly it's important to her, I mean, or else she wouldn't be emailing us about it. I will tell you that you can train the kissing. I don't know about, but I mean, it depends on how blunt you want to be with it.
Yeah. Well, she said she tried being blunt. She tried to be more direct. Can you? Direct answer to a direct question. Can you, yes or no?
Yes, I believe you can.
How long before you give up?
I'm not the best person to ask because I wouldn't even attempt to try.
Ah.
In this situation, I would have been done.
Fair.
Yeah, I've never trained a guy because I...
No, that's a fair answer because that's what they do. You know what I mean? They do what they do.
Yeah.
I don't know that I would be a trainer.
If someone came to you and said... Hey, you're not doing this right. Would you be offended?
No.
Your feelings wouldn't be hurt at all?
It's different. It just depends. It's all in how you deliver that message.
I really feel like the way if she's being blunt about it and saying that, I feel like she crushed him a little bit there.
A tough call. So here are the questions, and I don't know that we need to get into the details. Can you, and how long does it take? 702-364-9898 right now.
P1s are the good people that listen to this show on purpose.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And for that, we thank you.
I have the biggest smile right now.
The Chep Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
For obvious reasons, she didn't want us to use her name, but she's been with this guy 4 months. She used the term awkward kisser, which really just seemed awful. Just a very interesting choice of words that he's an awkward kisser. Mm. And then once it does progress past that, it's not great. And so she was wondering, can you train a guy? Because her girlfriends all tell her that you can.
Yeah.
And then she's like, well, I tried to be subtle. That's not so great. Then I tried to be more direct. And after a couple of months, minimal improvement was the word she used. I hate it. I hated both those terms.
Yeah.
Awkward kisser and minimal improvement, which means none. You know?
She's just trying to look for the positive in it now. Oh, God.
Yeah, I don't. Although it's funny that the fellas jumped up in this. Kevin, you were a man.
Yes.
You were a man that was trained.
I was.
What were you doing wrong? I don't get the details.
Yeah,
but what
was
it the kill? Yeah. No, I want to know. I don't think we have the time nor the.
I don't think we have the time nor the inclination to go there.
Make it very sweet and simple. Not everybody's the same. You can't think that one person is that you are with is going to be like everybody else.
So true.
And unfortunately, most guys have that idea that with my ex this was fine. So why would it not be fine with you?
That's right. That's right.
So we automatically assume, we know what you like. We're going to do it my way. If she instructs him as, hey, let's try it like this, let's do that. A woman's expression makes everything for a man more, okay. Mm-hmm. Hello.
Yeah.
You can't fake it then.
No, I mean, if you are really wanting to be with this person and you think you can invest the time with this person, then you're going to have to teach this person what you want.
Right.
You know, because not every man is the same way. You know, every woman can't assume every man likes the same thing as their ex. It goes both ways.
Yep, sure does. Robert, Kevin, we got to jump. Thank you, buddy.
No problem. Have a great day.
Robert's in there, too. We'll see if we can get to him in a minute. Gabby, you say stay at it.
I say stay at it. Like he said, you can't compare it to your last. Just if the last was good and this isn't as great, you just got to make it better. Personally, I trained mine as well. Baby steps. Teach him one thing, make sure he gets that, and then you go to the next. She got it, though. If he's a good man the way she says he is, she has to keep at it.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, he might not be entirely thrilled with you either.
Oh, that's true. I didn't think about that.
How do we know that she's not the problem?
True.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So they have a problem.
Yeah.
It's not he's got a problem. And it's not necessarily that she's got a, they've got a problem.
That's so true. I didn't think about that.
Now, who's to say what's good or not? Annie, you say that there is one key component to this.
Yes. So, and Kevin also touched on that. The key is if he wants to be with you. Because, the truth is, like, a lot of guys go and get girls just to fill their time or, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. So if he's not really looking for long-term with you, even if you're as blunt as you can be and you guys sit down and talk about it, if he doesn't want to make it work, nothing's going to change or get better.
Yeah, and you can't be selfish.
Yeah.
That's kind of the deal there too. You can't be selfish. So the only thing that I wonder is if she's expecting everything to be her way.
Yeah.
Her way or the
highway.
She's
really, you're totally right. She's only thinking about herself in this situation. You really have to think about this as in a we. Ooh, this just blew my mind.
and super important too, Logan, to make sure that you do what?
Okay, here's my thing. You gotta the way you deliver it is key. Because if I'm sitting there and you're telling me, man, you suck at this, I'm like, okay. You're like, okay, whatever. I'm gonna start texting all my exes, telling them I'm sorry for how bad I am at everything. That's just me. If someone came, if my girlfriend came to me and she's like, you're not gonna, whatever, you're discussing it. And she tells me, like, okay, but this is what we're going to do. I'm like, all right, I got you. Like, I'm going to be embarrassed, and my ego is going to be checked. because I'm a man and I got a big ego.
Oh, yeah.
So I think I'm between everything. And so I'm just going to have to take a step back and be like, all right, maybe I am the problem. And then I'm going to tell her as well, like you guys said. I'm like, listen, but you're not this good at this or this or this. And so now we're on the same page. I just think it's however she delivers it, you know, because if he's not getting it, if he's thick-headed like me, I'm going to be like, all right, and then tomorrow night we back at it doing the same thing. I'm not gonna say it. So, but that's just me. You know what I'm saying? That's just me. So that's all I got.
You're a good man, Logan. Have a great day. Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, you guys too. Thank
you. I can't get past the idea that we've got another email that's coming in right now that's going, yeah, you know, my girlfriend is an awkward kisser, and she's been trying to change me, but she doesn't do anything that I like at all. It's tough, man. It's relationships are hard.
Communication is the key here, I think.
Yeah, man. And like everybody else just said, stay at it. Stay at it. We wish you love and happiness today.
Jeff Buchanan.
I listen in the mornings.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's one of my absolute favorite things about the Super Bowl prop bets. All the stupid little bets that you can make on the game.
Yeah.
I love that. There's an online sports book. I'm sure folks in town have already done it too. But online sports books are already offering up prop bets. What color will the liquid be that is poured on the game-winning coach? Lime green or yellow is the odds-on favorite right now at 11-4, which is what, that's 2¾ to 1? Clear/water and red/pink are tied at 3-1. Blue or orange is at 4-1, according to this one online sports book. Purple, 14-1. I'm taking purple.
Oh.
I'm taking purple. Which color?
I'd say just water, white.
Clear water?
Clear, yeah.
Little Jess?
I'm going to go with purple.
I'm going with the purple. It's purple. There's been a lot of purple.
Oh, okay.
There's been a lot of purple. And at 14-1, why not?
Might as well, right?
At some point during the game, will the announcers, Joe Buck and or Troy Aikman, say Patriots? No is the odds-on favorite. I would think they would at some point. Here's why. It is the first time in 3 years that the Patriots have not been in the Super Bowl. And generally speaking, it seems like everybody's always, somehow it comes up.
Referencing him, yeah.
And especially with this Tom Brady. I'm telling you what, Tom Brady's going to be the Raiders quarterback next year.
Yeah.
They're going to make a splash in that new stadium. He was hanging out with Mark Davis at the at UFC.
Really?
And I know there's two schools, and I was part of the, no, that doesn't mean anything. On Saturday night, by Monday, I was like, Tom Brady's going to be our quarterback. And I think that's kind of cool. Will they say Patriots during the game? Lil Jess.
Absolutely. Yeah, they're going to reference
They're going to reference last year's game, so they have to say it, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Smart. No, see, smart. Will 98-year-old Betty White be in a Snickers commercial? Keep in mind, they are celebrating the 10th anniversary of those You're Not You When You're Hungry commercials.
Yeah.
The first ones aired at Super Bowl 44 in 2010. And Betty White was in that one. Will 98-year-old Betty White be in a Snickers commercial? Kayla.
I'll say no.
Jess.
I'll say yes.
Say yes.
Interesting. Okay.
Put my money on yes. Will Mr. Peanut's monocle come off of his eye in a Planters ad? Yes or no? That's split down the middle, pretty much 50-50.
No, it won't.
Yes has a slight edge.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm going to go with no.
I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say yes. At some point, Mr. Peanut will go, oh, and the monocle will come off.
Okay.
To emphasize the shock. Demi Lovato is doing the national anthem. And since the protesting and all that seems to be fading out, we can move on to more important things. Like, what color will Demi Lovato's microphone be during the national anthem? Black is leading the way at 2-3. Silver or gray is at 3-2. Any other color is at 3-1.
She'll go with a blue mic, I believe, so I'll do any other color.
Any other. You'll make money.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with silver.
Yeah, Demi's got to make a splash, man. She got to go like with a bright color, like red.
I'm going to go with any other.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it'll be gold or like you said, blue or red or something. It'll be something like that. You can also bet on the color of Demi's hair. Black is the odds-on favorite. Blonde is a long shot. Anything else is slightly above that. What color will her hair be?
She'll keep her black hair for sure. Black. And do statement outfit.
She's black. That's, yeah. And you know what? Let's do one more. Oh, no, let's do two more because they're 1 and 1A. They're actually 1 1A and 1B. Who will show cleavage during the halftime show? J-Lo, Shakira, or both?
Yeah, please. All of the above, for
say,
sure.
Please.
Both.
They're backup both, right? Dancers, everyone, yes. Both? Uh-huh.
Will J-Lo show butt cleavage?
Well, she could have a little side cheek.
Will there be plumbers?
Oh.
No, but will you see... It's butt cleavage.
Butt cleavage, no, but I think you'll get the lower
The question is butt cleavage, yes or no?
No butt cleavage.
Yeah, I said no.
Do you think she will?
No.
Yeah. She's not that girl.
No. No. No.
I mean, if they bring back, if they do like a little Jenny from the Block, maybe do a little whale tail.
No, J-Lo no. Buck cleavage. Has she ever?
No.
J-Lo's not the butt
it.
Cleavage
she
girl.
She did a whale tail back in the day. That's the only reason. Does that count as butt cleavage or no?
Right, but that would. But that's not this day.
Yeah.
And then will there be a wardrobe malfunction? No way.
No.
That will never, ever. Happen again.
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
When I'm going to work, dropping the kids to school.
Every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Okay, so the email came through that a couple of years ago, my sister-in-law, this is from Courtney, by the way, if that matters to you.
Okay.
Knowing the name makes you feel a little more familiar, makes you feel a little more willing to help. A couple of years ago, my sister-in-law, stay-at-home mom, made some nasty comments to me about my choice to continue working after having kids. She never apologized, and while I'm pleasant to her out of necessity, it isn't the same. I love when moms get judgy of other moms. I love that.
Mom-on-mom crime.
Yes. It's a mom-on-mom crime. While I'm pleasant to her out of necessity, do other moms judge you? Not to your face, do they?
I was going to say, no one ever tells me anything to my face. I'm sure it happens, though.
She never apologized, and while I am pleasant to her out of necessity, it isn't the same. I don't trust her. Her husband recently found himself out of work, and she wants me to recommend her for a position at my company.
Oh, really?
Again, after mom shaming her for going back to work after having kids. I do not like or respect this woman and do not want to work with her. My husband admits he wouldn't help either. Do we even need to go full P1 scored for this? Do we even need to?
I mean,
yeah.
Are there two sides to this? My husband admits he wouldn't help either. I know there's a special place in hell for women who don't help other women, but do I have to help her here? No.
Oh. Here, you got to take all of your opinions of her out and go, will this woman?
No, I don't.
For me, you got to think about the company in this situation. Is this woman going to make your money, your company money? Is it going to further your career personally? That's how I look at it. Like, forget the fact that she is catty and rude, apparently.
Oh, so you want to work with somebody who's catty and rude?
I don't want to work with people like that, but if she's the best candidate and you know she's going to do well at your company and make your company money, I'm all for it, man.
I have nothing here that tells me that.
Yeah, I was going to say, how do you know?
Where are you taking that leap?
I'm saying if that's the situation. I don't know either. I know as much as you do.
If she's just a mouthy slob.
If she's a mouthy slob, then don't recommend
She sounds like a mouthy slob. I don't like her.
I feel like you kind of have to do just because she's family, in-law or not. Like, that can cause problems down the line.
Oh, there's that. There is that. But she talked mess. She's already caused the problems.
True. And then another part of me is like, why did she even ask in the first place? Because in my personal life, I don't ask for a job recommendation from somebody I know I've already kind of
Family either. Like, that's weird to me. Family, you shouldn't ask for a family recommendation.
Oh, that happens all the time.
Really?
Kid. Oh, yeah.
I would never ask my family for a recommendation. Because you can't, because in that situation, like Jess said, like, it's family. Like, you're kind of obligated at that point. There's no, I guess, merit behind it because they're...
Yeah, I don't know. I think you're a bit on an island on that one. I get where you're going with it. But I think a lot of people would do that. I don't know.
Ask family.
Sure. Well, I know.
Would you ask your family?
It's just, sure. It's just, in fact, I would hope family would offer. I would hope I wouldn't have to ask family. I would hope that family would go, hey, you need a job. But except in this case. And where she badmouthed her to her face. And then I can tell you, I can reasonably guess that this woman never even gave it two thoughts. She shot her mouth off. She didn't care. The reason why she hasn't apologized is she doesn't believe she has a reason to apologize. She doesn't think she has anything to apologize for.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what. I need to apologize and hit this button right here.
Good morning.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Super duper quick. Courtney says, a couple of years ago, my sister-in-law, who's a stay-at-home mom, made nasty comments to me about my choice to continue working after having kids. Never apologized for it. And now her husband's out of work, so the family, you know, so they've got no income. That does change it a little for me.
Yeah.
They've got no income, but she wants me to recommend her for a position at my company. Just a couple of years ago, too, that she was catty. I don't like or respect this woman and don't want to work with her. My husband admits he won't help either. I know there's a special place in hell for women who don't help other women. But, Ben, do you have to help?
You know, I was thinking about it, and at the end of the day, it is family. And when you think about it like this, put your differences aside. You are helping the kids. If they don't help, then they're going to be asking, can we borrow money to pay for rent? We don't want to lose our car. Cars get repoed. How do they put food on the table for the kids? I mean, yeah, at the end of the day, they may not get along, but you are helping family. And at the end of the day, I mean, family is family.
God, that's solid, Ben. Honestly, that's really good. Brittany, you still say no?
I still say no because I have family like that who will do that to me and everything. And if you don't want to treat me right, treat others how you want to be treated.
Yeah, and Christy, you still say no?
Yeah, I say no because, I mean, I agree with what Ben said. You're kind of helping the kids, but you can also help that family and you can help her find a job somewhere else. Because if you don't like her and you don't trust her, you're putting your reputation on the line at work, right? And what if she doesn't work out? Or what if she's a witch and she treats people bad? You're going to be judged by association, and people are going to be looking at you like, why did you recommend this girl? She doesn't even work out. Like,
you already know your
family.
Or do you look like a saint now?
That's what Kayla was saying too. Don't mix work and family. Mm. Katie, you still hell no?
Hell no. If you need something that bad, go apply for food stamps, go apply for housing, go do all of that. You're not going to put me and my family on the line because you want to be petty. I dealt with that. I went back to work 2 weeks early after I had Caden. I'm not playing that game with anyone.
Yeah, she already mom-shamed you, so yeah, you're not going to help her out. Even if it was a couple of years
ago.
Hell no. Even if it was a couple of years ago. But Brittany, on the subject of being petty, you say don't be petty.
Oh, yeah. Don't do it. I think if you were to ask me last year, Brittany, would you do this? Oh, hell no, I'm not doing that. But 2020 me said, let that go. She said what she had to say. That was your opinion. But now my nieces and nephews are in jeopardy. And if you're a good fit, only if you're a good fit for the company. I think
that's
that
the
would.
Whole thing for me.
That's
yeah.
the only thing. Only if you're a good. Only if you're a good fit. And honestly, though, if I still think you're a B, then I don't. Yeah, I'm not recommending you. I'm not recommending you on that. I'm not recommending you because you're petty. I'm not recommending you because you're not a good person. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I'm not doing it, if I'm not recommending you, it's not because you mom shamed me before. It's because you're just not a good person.
You're not cool.
I can let the couple of years ago go.
Yeah.
But if you're not a good person now, I can't recommend you.
Amen to that.
For a job there. Thanks for the calls, everybody.
You've been listening all morning. Keep it going at work.
They're just awesome. I love them.
The Jeff Buchanan Show kicks off your workday with commercial-free music on 98.5 KLUC.
Don't cross your arms at me.
I'm just kidding.
How dare you? She is being very judgmental right now.
Uh-oh.
I can tell. I'm losing even before I go in.
I walked in the middle of this, so I have
to win her over. Yeah, she walked in and she's made a face like it stunk in here. Which it might.
But
she walked in like, what are you doing? I never know what you're doing. She goes, look. Now, ladies and gentlemen, for no apparent reason, this guy recorded a year's worth of his newborn son Ryan's noises, determined what notes they were, and then arranged them into Thunderstruck by AC/DC. And so, without further ado. This is fantastic.
Yeah.
And that's actually the kid hitting the couch.
The drum beats
are him hitting the couch. It's great.
He goes
through a full verse chorus of that whole. The video is spectacular. You can find it on YouTube. We'll see if we can repost. Baby noises sound just like Thunderstruck for no apparent reason other than it's awesome.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
I realize it's only like 9:02, but you might want to start angling right now to get out of work early today because Golden Knights play Boston this afternoon at 4 o'clock, so you may want to, you know, start laying the groundwork now. If you know what I'm saying. Also, don't forget, I'm just going to keep throwing this out at you, and you know what? Let me send a text right now. See if we can make this happen later on in the week. Running Rebels 6-1 in conference, pounded New Mexico on Saturday, and there's something going on, man.
By the way, going to the Running Rebel basketball games, it's so much fun.
Sure.
The atmosphere is great. So if you haven't made it to one.
Thank you for that.
It is a very good time. So if anything, go because you need a night out and you want to have a good time. Who cares if you like basketball or not?
That's my job. Atmosphere creator.
There you go.
Me and Wags, man.
Atmosphere curator.
Wags, atmosphere curator. That's hard to say. Atmosphere curator. Okay, if you say it slow enough. Yeah, me and Wags. That's our job.
That's a good job.
DJ Wags from Golden Knights, who I just love till the ends of the earth.
Yeah.
That's our job, is to get things excited. But honestly, if you get there and fill the building, it's big. San Diego State is undefeated. They are 19-0. They will probably – I don't know who they play this week. We've got UNR tomorrow night on the road in Reno. And then Sunday, San Diego State, as it stands right now, is 19-0 and ranked fourth in the nation.
Wow.
And I'm calling the shot right now. I'm okay with saying we, even though I'm not going to touch the basketball one time. I'm okay with saying we. We're going to shock the world on Sunday.
All right. Nice.
I'm just saying it. Coach Otz has got it going already. It's special. It's interesting.
Let's do it.
Right now. So it's time. Come back, people.
Now that you're at work, the fun doesn't have to stop. The Jeff Buchanan Show kicks off your workday commercial-free.
Good morning.
Good morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
All right, let's go.
Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown.
It is brought to you by who?
Paul Powell Law Firm, more lawyer, less fame.
Well, Jess, who is contestant number one, please?
Mike Robertson from Southern Highlands.
All right, Big Mike, what are you doing for a buzzer today, sir?
What's up? We're going to do Cardi B. Oh, Kurt!
That was a good one, bud.
Excellent. And contestant number two, please.
Amanda Stevens from Spring Valley.
Oh, Amanda, Mike set the bar pretty high. What's your buzzer going to be?
Bing, bing, bing.
Excellent. You might want to be a little quicker on the buzzer when it's time. You might want to be a little quicker than that. I'm just saying.
I'm laughing at his.
All right, question number one, Kayla.
Which former NFL quarterback got married over the weekend? Is that Colin Kaepernick, Johnny Manziel, or Tim Tebow?
Bing, bing, bing.
Oh, I'm going to give that to Amanda. She was quicker.
Kaepernick.
Was it Colin Kaepernick that got married? Well, why not? He wasn't doing anything else. No, it was not.
Mike, was it Johnny Manziel or Tim Tebow?
Let's go with Tim Tebow, please. Okay.
Was it? You didn't need to buzz in, but thank you just the same because we really enjoyed it. Is it Tim Tebow? Yes. And you know what that means? Tim Tebow's not a virgin anymore. By the way, the quote from Tim Tebow, and this is, you would think I was making this up, but I am not. Tim, the quote from Tim Tebow, totally worth the wait.
Oh, that's awesome.
I wonder if it's going to affect his game.
Doesn't matter. He don't play anymore.
Oh. Baseball.
Yeah, no, but, I don't know. Yeah. One zip mic as we go to question two.
So after the SAG Awards Sunday night, which Friends castmate of Jennifer Aniston went on social media liking spree all over a picture of Bennifer? Was that David Schwimmer, Courtney Cox, or Lisa Kudrow?
Okay.
Oh, that was all Mike all day.
Bing. We're gonna go with Lisa Kudrow.
Bing, bing,
was
bing.
It Lisa? Well, hang on. You got to let him answer first. She's already sure that he's going to be wrong. was it Lisa Kudrow? Oh, and he was wrong. Amanda?
Amanda, was that David Schwimmer or Courtney Cox?
Courtney Cox.
Was it Courtney Cox? Yes. Woo. We are tied at one, headed to the all-important third and final question. I don't think there's any reason to make it any more complicated than making, well, I was going to say, how many times has Tim Tebow done it? One. So we make it worth one big game-winning point. But my guess is the answer is probably more like eight. You know what I'm saying?
So speaking of the SAG Awards, after his big win on Sunday night, which actor spent the night comforting pigs at an L.A. slaughterhouse? Was that Leonardo DiCaprio, Joaquin Phoenix, or Peter Dinklage?
Okay.
Ding, ding.
Maybe Mike, sort of.
I'm going to go with, can you say the second one one more time?
Joaquin Phoenix?
Well, all right, I changed it to Leo. I think it's Leo.
Here's what's funny. I thought you were going to go with Leo the whole time. Then you kind of snuck off of it and you're a...
Amanda, is it Joaquin Phoenix or Peter Dinklage?
Peter.
Is it Peter Dinklage? I don't know why you guys hate Joaquin Phoenix so much. He was still in his tux, too.
Yeah.
Stayed in his tux and went and comforted pigs at the slaughterhouse. That means we're going to overtime. Whoever gets this one gets the whole thing, and there's only two answers, so somebody's going to win.
DJ Khaled's wife, Nicole, gave birth to their second child. Was it a boy or a girl?
Bing, bing, bing.
Amanda for the win.
Girl.
Amanda says a girl. No. Yeah. Mike, just to make it official, was it a boy or was it a boy?
Okay, it's a boy.
Another one. Yeah, the winner. You know what, though, Amanda? We love you a long time. Can we give you a Chet Buchanan Show shirt?
I would love one. Thank you so much.
Let's do that as a consolation prize. Thank you to our friends at Centennial Toyota. Mike, do you want a shirt, too?
I'll take a shirt, too.
You know what? Give Mike a shirt, too. Centennial Toyota went to all the trouble. Give him also the four tickets to Trolls Live, their first ever live tour when it comes to the Orleans Arena on August 28th through the 30th. And Mike Robertson from Southern Highlands, he's today's champion of...
Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown. The greatest person in the world.
Kayla, you go first today.
So for my birthday dinner on Sunday night, my birthday was on Saturday, and my parents came in last minute on Friday. For my birthday dinner before they left, we went to Bacchanal Buffet, and it was amazing at Caesars. If you haven't had the opportunity to go yet, I highly recommend it. Everything just down to like the greeting of people and the service. I want to shout out Judy, who greeted us as soon as we came up. She was so nice. And manager Rose came by all the tables.
Yeah, which one was the person that got you past the line? Yeah, right, because this
shout
sounds
out
shady.
Andrew.
This sounds shady right now.
And Andrew, who you met, remember Caesar?
I want to tell you, Plugola is a federal offense. I'm letting you know. Right now.
I just want to let, and Romulus, who was just the greatest server I think I've ever had, just very attentive, and then brought me a really cool, like, happy birthday and the plate cakes and all
the
that
chocolate
stuff.
Sauce.
Yeah, it was just a really, really great time. So thank you to everyone there at Caesars.
Honestly, the most impressive part of the whole thing, you know, you only go, so tell everybody about the boomerang.
Oh, the boomerang. So you only get one, according to Eminem, you only get one shot. And so I was drawing my finger through the boomerang because it was chocolate sauce. You only get one shot at that and nailed it.
Yeah. Oh. That was the best part of the whole thing. True story.
So Bacchanal Buffet, you is.
The greatest person in the world.
Well, Jess, what you got?
So I think this is pretty cool. Haircuts for Heroes. It's presented by Lady Jane's Haircuts and Wicked Awesome Wishes. And, of course, 98.5 KLUC. It's happening Monday, the 27th at Silverton Casino. So if you know an active or retired military, police, firefighters, first responders, they can get a free haircut. But you've got to reserve your appointment at KLUC.com. So Lady Jane's Haircuts, Wicked Awesome Wishes, Silverton Casino, and Intercom. Y'all is
the greatest person in the world.
I know I've talked about it a couple of times today. I'm going to go back to the well on this. You're running Rebels. Mention it again. 6-1 in conference.
Nice.
Pounded New Mexico on Saturday. Crowd was loud from what I understand. I was not there. I was needed elsewhere, out of town over the weekend. But, hey, it's time to jump back on board. So, Coach Otts, all the running Rebels, San Diego State comes into town this Sunday. As we stand right now, they're undefeated at 19-0, and they're ranked number 4 in America.
Wow.
We need everybody to get loud and get on your feet and make some noise. And, so running Rebels. I'm going to start the train going now. In fact, they may be my greatest person all week. They might be, just to keep the vibes going. But for today, for sure.
The greatest person in the world. Finally, all of that listening pays off.
Yay! All right!
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show's final exam.
And sometimes things are just meant to be. Sometimes things... You know what I'm talking about, little Jess? Sometimes... things just work out the way they're supposed to.
Absolutely.
Because who's on the phone?
Birthday girl Jemay LeMay from Northtown.
I was just going to say, did y'all know that it's Jemay LeMay's birthday?
Oh, my God.
You know what?
I'm so excited.
I don't care what your answer is. You win because it's your birthday. Hey. It's your birthday. But
thank
just,
you, guys.
But just to make it official, just to make it official, is it possible to do what to your man?
Train him. No, it's not.
Oh. Wow. That sounds like a woman who's speaking from experience.
Yes, current experience. Jet,
oh, no.
Experience.
I'm sorry.
She's happy,
well,
so.
Here's what we heard, what we were led to understand was, if you just keep trying, eventually you can wear them down.
Exactly. You actually can.
There you go.
Get what you want out of it.
Happy birthday. 4 tickets for you and the kids to go to Paw Patrol Race to the Rescue.
Yay!
Happening at Orleans Arena in April. And happy, happy birthday from all of us to you. We wish it was our birthday. So we can party too.
Hey! Hey! Thank you, guys.
All right, we love you. Hang on 1 second. You know what? Whether it's your birthday or not, we love you too. Everybody have a great day. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. See you tomorrow, P1.
Come on. Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5
KLQC. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.